This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Ooh, deck the halls with lots of gaggy. That was a first draft, and you can tell. You're listening to RuPaul's Drag Race only recap podcast, available to you anywhere in space, which is where Oscar is coming from. It's Drag Her. I'm Mono Agapian, and I have the holy Trinity the Tuck Taylor of drag commentators here today. I'm so honored to be joined by the I'm going to say it, the two faves of the pod, Oscar Montoya and Rachel Bloom.
Yes!
Thank you.
Okay.
I think Nicole Byer will have something to say about that. But
yeah. Well, Nicole Byer ascended to heaven. You know what I mean? She's a part of us, but also she died for our sins.
In this holy trinity, Nicole's the son.
I think so. Is she like just God? Does that just make her God?
She's God, yes. No, wait. Father, Son, Holy Ghost is the Trinity, right? She's the Father. I like how I'm telling you both.
We clearly don't know our church.
I love how I'm juice-splaining Jesus.
Juice-splaining. I can't wait for you to get canceled for juice-splaining. That is so funny. Oh, I'm so glad y'all are here. Well, we're really gagged. We're here. We're talking finale. And I mean, I really thought it was good to have both of you here because you had such... This season has been a wild ride. And I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. But I just want to hear everything you have to say about this wild season.
Everything? You sure?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep. I do.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know. Like, yes, ultimately, was UK 3 an enjoyable experience all around? I'm going to say, cumulatively speaking, yes. Was I gagged for this episode? No, don't think so. Mm-mm. This could have been an episode 4 challenge, I think.
Maybe. Interesting.
But finale? I don't know. Rachel, what you think?
Isn't that always the end challenge, though, is always like you're going to do a verse of my new song.
Uh-huh.
But this song ain't new, I don't think.
Because
she had a holiday album way back in the day. I think released the holiday album.
It's like at least a year old, if not more, because I remember the Old Navy commercials that had this song stapled onto it that were...
Okay, this makes sense because I got to say, maybe I'm basic, I love this song.
We celebrate basic bitchness.
I really love
Dead.
It.
Dead. I'm on the fucking floor.
I was so excited for every time... Every time the chorus was about to come back, my heart would race with excitement. I also really, really like some of the Black Eyed Peas work. So like, I can't defend the song. I'm not going to go to the mat for the song. But like, I love this song.
I enjoyed the song, but I did not expect you, Rachel, a woman who's won Golden Globes and such for your songwriting, to like this song.
Here's the thing is like, it's not about the lyrics. You give me a fucking like, just like thumpy drums.
Uh-huh. It's produced really well.
It's produced really well. It's the same reason I love Holla Back Girl. That like, doom, 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 doom. I mean, you just really just play whatever drum that is over and over. And like, I love the song. No, the lyrics are, I mean, the rhymes are, I mean, we're going to have the best Christmas that ever existed. is that up there with Sondheim's Company? No.
I think it's about having
a threesome with Santa and Mrs. Claus, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait, am I so dumb and I did not know that?
Call Santa and Mrs. Claus and tell them to, like, come over.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's absolutely what the song is about. Hey, sis, it's Christmas. Is RuPaul's talking to Mrs. Claus being, because she's hesitant. She's, like, not totally sure. And she's like, come, hey, sis,
you
it's
can
Christmas.
Cross
Let me
off
fuck your
of
man.
Your wish list. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying Mrs. Claus has a specific cuckolding fantasy of wanting to see her husband, Santa Claus, get pegged by RuPaul.
Yes.
Without a doubt. And that is what is canon. It's fact.
Come on over,
it's in the
bitch.
Song. It's there. It's fact.
So, like, but Kitty Scott Claus saying, well, and we can get into people's, I don't know what people, people have a problem with everything Kitty Scott Claus does because she's like, Santa pulled my pants down. Everyone was like, wow. Okay. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. What is that about?
And it's like, what are you talking about? It's a sexy Christmas song.
It's so stupid. Santa, this whole Santa, thing is dumb.
Santa pull my pants down completely works as a lyric.
Absolutely it works as a lyric. This is dumb. You're all...
All of a sudden, especially Alan Carr, who's like very famous for making some lewd-ass jokes, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. It was suddenly so offended of Kitty's lyric verse, and I was just like, what show am I watching right now? What is happening here?
That was weird, too. I mean, it also reminds me of, like, in season one where they were like, oh, we don't make fun of the queen that way. Remember when there was, like, they all had to dress as Queen Elizabeth in, like, the first episode? And then they were like, someone played a slutty queen. And they were like, no, we don't do that, girl. We don't do that. And I was like, really? I thought British humor was, like, so vulgar and bawdy. Yeah.
It's also like they like when oh god who was the queen that was like oh I can rip a loud fart. This was on regular
Rock'em Sakura.
Rock'em
and
Sakura.
Everyone was like wow that was just like gross. It's like what are you talking about? That was funny and she's gassy. It's fine.
Yeah, and then someone else literally very recently did a fart. I don't remember who it was, but someone else literally did a fart centric thing, and they were like work. You better fucking work.
That was
like,
so brave. Well, Eureka did a story about shitting their pants.
Eureka did.
And
Eureka. Everyone was like, you are so brave for telling a shit story, which I don't disagree with. Anyway.
I guess RuPaul rules is shit is okay, fart is not okay. Also pulling down pants, not okay at all.
Mm-hmm. The pee in pageant, not okay. We don't like pee. We only like shit.
We don't
I guess.
Like pee. We don't like urination.
Okay, this season was fucking crazy, right?
That's her next song. We don't like pee. We don't like farts. We like shit.
I mean, bump, 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 bump. I mean, that is bump, 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 bump. That is a hit.
I love it. Sorry. Yeah, this was crazy. And I gotta say that I think the bottom line of the season for me is Victoria Scon was so clearly, I think, the winner of this season. She was just like so clearly a star from the outset. And so the second she left, it was like,
everything was pretty, she was at least in the top three like that. And it
absolutely correct.
I would love
absolutely
to see her correct. Win. I also want to see more from her because I thought she was such a winner. And I'm like, what is absolutely. She? I want to know who she is.
My question is, how do you think she'll do in season four?
I hope good. I will say, and I think Nicole brought this up somewhere randomly. I don't remember, but Nicole was saying, and I agree, you know, she could have had a thicker skin a little bit. This was at least Nicole's take. She was like, you're a drag queen. Yes, there are some optics being the only woman in the room. But if you're a drag queen, you should just dish it right back and slap a twink in the face figuratively with an insult. So I would like to see her come back.
You're referring to Crystal Versace calling her fat, right?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I want to see her a little bit more just bout it, Bianca-ish, and like not, you know.
Yes. Yes, I do think, though, that her approach to Crystal made Crystal listen to her. Because, yeah, I think Crystal needed to hear, like, yeah, some things you can't
I mean, add that to the list of things you can't do. Don't make fun of people's weight on the damn show. What you doing, girl? Don't talk about pee. Don't make fun of people's weight. You know what I mean? Like, let's just add that to the list, you know?
And I agree.
People tell fat jokes on the show all the time. I also think Crystal's joke absolutely had been better and not like mean spirit. Right. Just mean. Like when she was like, Kathy Burke, I have never heard of you. It's like, that wasn't a good joke. That was just like,
that's not a joke.
That's not a joke at all.
Mean. Yeah. No, it's an interesting dynamic because, like, is when we talk about, because we're talking about the weight of a cis woman, mm-hmm. right? So, like, you know, the body image of women and girls is like a whole fucking thing that we don't talk about for men or people who identify as men. So it's mm-hmm. a really interesting like clash because a whole part of drag is obviously like reading each other.
Uh-huh.
But does it fundamentally change the dynamic of reading if there's a cis woman in the room? And I don't have that answer, but it's interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I also think that there's something to the effect of, like, I think Victoria never, like, made fun. I think, like, the thing is, like, if you are able to make fun of your weight, that sort of gives other queens permission to also do it, too. You mm-hmm. know, and Victoria, I don't think ever like mentioned or was comfortable to talk, or maybe she mentioned it in the show. It's like, I don't really want to talk about my weight. Can we not mm-hmm. talk about my weight? And maybe something happened that we didn't see on the show. But I think like with queens like Eureka, who got made fun of their weight all the time, Eureka was very open about like, yeah, I'm fucking fat. Go ahead. Whatever. Do whatever you want.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'm going to read you for being skinny, like whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And I think Victoria didn't have that like essence of like, that's not, I'm a campy queen. Like, don't go there with my weight at all. You know what I mean?
I just don't want her to become the Alexis Michelle of her moment.
Ooh, ouch.
Because we can all agree that ouch. Alexis Michelle, stunning drag queen, the moment where she was like, you can't say that to me, I felt was like, I get it. I get I am also sensitive. I also have body image-ish. But you're kind of like, you also signed up for a rodeo. You know what I mean? And you can't talk to the bull. You got to get on top of it.
Like, maybe that's just not her personality, though. Like, because there is also something like when there's a really sweet, it's also the social EQ of like, who can take it? Who can take the right type of joke? Like, she had such a sweet disposition.
Absolutely.
Her story is so interesting because, like, she has such a deep, deep love for drag from what sounds like her, like, long time experiences doing panto.
Mm-hmm.
So is like, does she come from more of like a, I mean, she's in the drag scene. So I don't
right.
know. I don't know.
I mean, also like, you know, her whole story of her weight loss is so, her weight issues are so similar to mine because she does come from a dancing background, which mm-hmm. is so focused on the way that you look and your weight and like being controlled in that way, like brings a lot of body image issues, you know?
Yeah.
And for her to finally be comfortable in her own body and suddenly someone trying to punch through that like comfort sphere is like, it's jarring, you know?
And as it really was the unfunniness, the true
exactly.
unfunniness.
Exactly. It wasn't done in a classy or funny or even like reedy way.
Or it was playful even. It was just like,
it bam. Was just really stumbly. Like,
yeah. You're the biggest queen. And I think it's also doubly must have been hard coming from, you know, a teeny tiny child.
Yes.
Child.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A child who is your reigning queen. Bow down. Bow down.
Yeah.
She can't Yikes. Have a drink, but she is your queen. Bow down. She may not rent a car, but she is royalty. Bow down. I have some opinions right from the outset of, and I'm just going to say this because I'm crazy.
Go ahead, girl.
If Bimini won last, okay, Bimini not winning last season set off, it always happens, it set off a catastrophic chain reaction. Like, if Bimini
what
won.
What are you talking about?
Here's what I'm saying. So we all know that Drag Race is obsessed with having different kinds of winners. And the sheer fact that we already had the Vivian, we already had Lawrence Cheney, meant that another classically British queen could not win. We needed a new kind of winner this season, which is, I think, a large reason why, kudos to her, Crystal won this season. opinions.
That is an opinion, absolutely. Listen, here's the thing that we have to remember. This is not Drag Race. This is RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul crowns the winner, and RuPaul crowned Crystal Versace as the winner from second one.
Yeah.
She literally told
Crystal, all called this.
She was a God-given gift to drag. I mean, if that isn't like, bitch, you're going to win this season, like, I don't know what the fuck is, you know? And we all know that RuPaul fucking foams at the mouth for girls that look like Crystal Versace. You know, your Aquarias, you know,
Violets.
Your Violet Tchotchkes. They're all
they love it.
In that same category. The show is about RuPaul crowning her favorite queen, not necessarily the best queen in the competition. Because I don't want to assume, but we all thought Kitty should have won. Yes?
No? Yeah. I personally thought Kitty.
But like, well, it's interesting because it's not like, you know, last season, even Lawrence Chaney is like, I thought Bimini was going to win. And that was so clearly shocking. Mono, I have to just take a sidebar and say you know, there's this, I'm going to butcher this, but there's this like mathematical scientific idea of Schrodinger's cat, where you know, you have a box and until you open the box and see the cat, you don't know whether the cat is alive or dead, which is, I believe, a way of talking about quantum mechanics of an electron can go like both. Electron is going.
Hold on, I'm taking notes.
Yeah, go. Yeah. Again, I'm not a scientist.
Yes, I am semi-familiar with this, right? It's like you cannot know because it's the box.
That so the way that electrons on like a quantum level work is that like they're going in every direction until you observe them. And then they pick a direction which, you know, changes fate. Every Drag Race, in that editing room, we have a Schrodinger's cat situation.
Yes.
You Facts, because they don't, they crown all the winners.
Facts, honey.
You don't
they
know.
They crown everyone.
You don't
you
know.
Don't
and,
know.
And RuPaul changes the fate of the world.
And it incepts you a little bit. I've definitely gone back and watched seasons where I was like, that person's not the winner. And you go back and watch and you're like, oh, they were pretty good there. It like incepts your notion of what they did that season. Not in a bad way, but it does kind of change like the way you view that season.
Well, that's why like editing is so paramount to deciding who the winner is. But if that's the case, then why aren't we all on board over a winner every season? And I think like, I don't know. I think specifically in the final lip sync and in the verses, in my opinion, I thought Kitty had them both.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's a little tougher. I think
agree
to look at those things the way that they were edited. Even after all of that editing, I still was like, I don't know. I think Kitty did better than Crystal.
I totally Kitty 100% won that lip sync. But from moment one of this episode, and frankly, the season, especially this episode, when everyone was like, I'm surprised Kitty's here. I was like, there's no way Kitty's winning this. No one is talking about her like she's a winner. Yeah. There is no amount of skill that she can display that's gonna, like, her interview was the shortest.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, Kitty, you seem like you have a loving family. I do. Okay, thanks for coming.
Like, they're also like, so what's the saddest, darkest thing? Were you ever kidnapped or anything like that? And Kitty was like, nope. Pretty happy. Positivity invites positivity. And RuPaul's like, okay, great. You can go ahead. There's
You could have seen, you saw it in RuPaul's eyes. She's like, and my storyline with her is totally done. She does talk to queens. If you look at every like reunion show, like RuPaul does talk to the queens as like, let me drag out your trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't give you advice to this trauma, then I'm done with you. I'm absolutely done with you, you know? And because Kitty had no drama to, you know, to feast for RuPaul to feast, because I truly do think RuPaul feasts on trauma.
Feast.
She was like, I can't do this with you.
Not
with
describing
Crystal
RuPaul
being
like a dementor. Not
I'm
this.
Just saying. Facts are facts, bitch. But the fact that Crystal was a virgin, RuPaul's like, this'll do. This is enough.
Yeah, it was a tasty.
I wish they'd actually dug into that more. I mm-hmm. like.
Well, I think they did, and Crystal was just sort of like, I feel left out when other drag queens talk about sex in the room, which mm-hmm. to me felt like, okay, what? Like, speak on this. I think she spoke it in a more eloquent way the first time she brought it up, which is like, Crystal Versace is sex on legs. The fact that I've never had sex makes me feel a bit like an imposter syndrome about my character. But I have to do the work to edit that out in my brain. She never said
no.
that.
What if she thinks sex is just posing while you're in a bedroom? What if she thinks sex is just like walking around in a bedroom and then like kind of squatting down? Totally just like, hope this goes somewhere.
You're just switching poses. But I wanted to know more. And look, I don't want to mind people's trauma if it's traumatic, but like, I was really, my kind of spidey sense was pinged when Crystal was like, I'd rather be picking out wigs and dresses than like date someone. So it wasn't that like, because I lost my virginity at 19, mm-hmm. but it wasn't because I wasn't like dating or into guys. I just hadn't had sex yet I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. But Crystal is not only saying like, I'm a virgin. She sounds like she's saying, I don't date. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, I knew a couple people like this in high school. They're like, yeah, I'm too busy to date. And it's like, yeah, but there's a part of that that's involuntary when you have crushes on people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so like, I wanted to dig in a little more to that where it's like, is there a chance you're on like the ace spectrum?
Absolutely.
Like,
and that would be even, possibility? And even if Crystal were to shut it down and be like, no, I'm very much attracted to sex, you know, there's something there, but you're totally right. And I did clock that too. And I was like, maybe Crystal might just be asexual. And that's an interesting angle where Crystal is even like thinking about that, like or going through that process on mm-hmm. the show. Do you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. listen, asexuality is part of the LGBT spectrum, you know?
So absolutely.
And it's completely valid and incredible, even if someone is going through that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
silence.
Oh.
I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Pew, 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 pew.
bring back my brick. Hey, we're back. I'm sorry, Oscar. I just needed to appease the advertisers. I want to hear more about crystals.
No, that's all I had to say. Listen, it just felt like, to me, like, I don't know, RuPaul was protecting Crystal in a way. I don't know.
It's a strange thing.
If it was another queen who was older, I think they would have dug in a little more. Just
because,
again, Crystal wasn't like, I'm just not ready to have sex. It was like, I'd rather be buying wigs and dresses than like dating, which is different than I'm not ready for sex. That's someone who's like, I don't want to date, which is completely fair, but like, that's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Let's walk down that road, please. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think as comedy weirdos, we can all relate to, like, there are times where we dug into our craft over, you know what I mean? Doing some of the things you would assume we should be doing at that young age, where you're like, no, tonight I'd rather watch 8 improv shows than like go dancing. Like, I know that's something I can relate
I'm
to.
Triggered. Wow.
Triggered.
It's hard for me to see them as separate because I've been with the same guy for 13 years since my senior year of college. So I'm lame. I mean, I'm an old lame lady, but
you're just same dick forever. And that's beautiful.
Yeah. Same dick.
And that's
forever.
Beautiful. Hello.
Thank you so much. But I guess how I met him and how I met everyone was like, I got crushes on guys through my passion, through meeting them in theater and in comedy. And so the two weren't like, which was sometimes a problem. But the two weren't like mutually exclusive. Like, well, I'd rather be working on comedy right now than dating. It's like, no, unfortunately, chances are like I would, you know, you bond with people in your community and then you get attracted to people in your community. So like, that's another thing I would have asked Crystal about. Like, well, you know, there are beautiful guys where you are, like when you're doing drag. Anyway,
if I were RuPaul, I would definitely come at her. Seems aggressive, but I would come at her and be like, "You're very young. You talk about how young you are." Almost, I would say, impulsively. And usually when you're 19, this is your time where you want to fuck around and have fun. Like, typically when people get older, they're thinking about their careers and like really focusing on, like, then I would be like, what do you do when you don't do drag? Like, what is your life like, Crystal Versace? Because listen, Crystal Versace has made choices where her drag alter ego, I think, holds more importance than her out of drag character. The fact that she's had fillers done at 19.
Oh, and she has
work on
more.
Her face.
She's gotten
and
more.
And listen, I'm not here to judge nobody on changing anything about him. But to me, that reads as, oh, somebody is making a true, irreversible commitment to their art form rather than their own sort of personal fuckaroundery. You know what I mean? Like, so I would be like,
but clearly her family loves plastic. Her family is, we saw the image of her family. Look, this is the fucking tea. Her family looked, looked like, they each looked like a Nintendo 64 controller. And
you're so stupid.
You're talking about Crystal's sister?
Yes, and Crystal's face has only gotten fuller because she now looks like the Nintendo 64 console. She looks wider than ever.
She's looking like a Katamari Damacy character.
I do think, by the way, Crystal's, as someone who just got a breast reduction, I do, if we're going to observe specifically her sister, I think those are real. And her sister is just one of those. No, I think those are real. I think
real.
Her sister
okay.
is
just,
really?
Her sister God looked bless. Quite young. Her sister looked like she was like very 16, young. 17, right?
Yes,
yeah. So I think she's, yeah. she, there are teenagers like this.
Who yeah.
They just get really, really,
developed.
Really.
Right. But also it's, yeah. there's a difference between getting cosmetic surgery to like, sort of like look younger and like just change right. your face just a little bit. Crystal Versace looks like Crystal Versace. Like she at yeah. 19 decided like, this is what my drag face is going to look like. And yeah. this is what my boy face is going to look like as well.
Yeah.
So I would be very curious about that. I'm like, well, what do you do out of drag then? Like, what are your extra career? And I think it's important for a queen to like get, not be obsessed with being a drag queen 24/7.
I think all these things we're saying are part of the reasons she was crowned, because it's like, part of the reason she was crowned is like, she's 19. She has, they knew she had so much up ahead of her. And I think sometimes, wow, I'm guessing, I don't know this, love the story of where is this queen going? And I think they love the story of like, she's about to pop off as this young, fashionable starlet. Let's invest in her story by crowning her, as opposed to one of these other queens who is wonderful.
Which is interesting to me, because I would have assumed the opposite. Uh-huh. I assumed because she is so young, she's only going to reach a higher stratosphere as she gets older. So I wouldn't have given her the win. I would have brought her back for All-Stars or something.
Right.
To be like, we saw her at 19. Let's see what she's doing at 23, 24. You know, to crown someone at 19 feels like, okay, we're done with her journey. Like that's, you know, here it is. Crystal Versace is done by the end. See you later. You know, whereas like, I don't know. I think Kitty's story feels a little bit more correct for a winner. And that's just my opinion.
But Kitty's too similar to Lawrence Chaney. That's
in
why.
What way, though?
They were so not going to give it to, they just, I think it was between really between Ella.
Oh,
and Crystal. Just no, not talent, not who.
No, I know, but
just
like,
the way they were speaking, like they Ella? Gave Kitty no interview time.
Yeah.
They were like, I'm really surprised Kitty's here. Like, I just, the way they kept talking
they
about her, I was like, this
that.
Isn't how you talk about the winner. I do so I do think they came to the conclusion that it was between Ella and Crystal. I could just see it in their eyes and I could be wrong. And then Ella just, I mean, that final lip sync, she went totally inward.
Girl.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
What lip sync? Where was Ella? Where the fuck was Ella?
She was pretty, really pulled back. And I'm not talking about the lack of makeup on her face. I'm talking about...
Girl, yeah, what makeup? The bitch wore a natural look, girl. She said, I woke
look,
up like this.
I'm awful. I'm an awful makeup artist. But you could notice, I was like, oh, there's like, there's less makeup or something.
No, that was good old Nick in a wig.
Fuck.
You know,
but talk about like, Saint Nick. He was like, I'm doing Saint Nick for this Christmas runway.
Yeah, Saint Nick without the Saint girl. I was like, yo, okay, what? That lip sync was, you know, I have seen some weak ass lip syncs, but in a finale, usually people turn it the fuck out.
Yeah.
Ella was gone. She didn't know the words, bitch.
She didn't she know did the word. No, the words.
Rachel, right?
Strange.
You saw that. She didn't know the words. She was like crouched down the whole time. She needed to be lifted up. I was like, oh no.
I wonder if Kitty had done it less jokey if she would have won.
Oh yeah. She did do her reveal too soon.
She was so captivating. She did.
Kitty won that lip sync hands down for me.
Yes.
Clear. So I'm wondering as far as like an impressing the judges standpoint, what could she
and
what I'm really wondering is what could Kitty have done?
I guess
to win this because she did everything amazing.
Honestly, here's what I'll say.
Nothing. There's nothing she could have done.
No, I think she could have had a chance if she had trauma. And I am not joking, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a moment where Kitty broke down, if all we've seen in the whole trajectory of UK 3, Kitty being this bright sun, it's a Blair St. Clair story. It's the reason why Blair St. Clair was brought back to All-Stars. If Kitty was in the interview broke down and was like, okay, I seem like a happy person, but here is my sad truth. Boom.
Yeah.
Suddenly RuPaul would have paid attention. Michelle would have nudged RuPaul being like, okay, the one to watch out for. And Kitty would have won.
I think
But I guess people can't just be happy. I don't know.
She's like, well, I came out when I was 2 years old. And my mom loved it.
As we get to a more progressive place in society where you have more and more like LGBT people who are like, yeah, I was just really supported and people were really cool, which is the goal.
That's the point.
Where are the redemption narratives?
Right.
And you then have to, I guess, look for other things. But that's a good point about Lawrence Chaney, that Lawrence Chaney had so much baggage
so
to overcome.
Much. Yeah. And we saw that baggage right, like in episode two. We saw episode one, we saw that baggage where she didn't want to take off her makeup.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's honestly the winner, right?
And being plucked by the stand-up order. Yeah, remember the stand-up?
Quite young, right? 23. 23.
Very young.
These are such, they're also young. They're just young and 19. Yeah. Like, I actually get the being myopic about your career then, because like when you're 19, you're still in that you're still a teenager. You're still kind of in that like intense obsession with the thing. And it doesn't occur to you to have a work-life balance because it's like, you don't need that. That sounds like an old person thing. So I don't think that's something that Crystal's going to have to like really come to terms with for another.
Yeah.
No, but that's encouraged. That was, I mean, by giving her the crown, it's encouraged to be like, this is who you are now. This is what you do. You're going to be doing it for a full year. So,
and I think
I don't think it's the healthy. Honestly, I'm going to say this. It's not the healthiest.
But
way.
It's also very Gen Z. Let's be honest. I bet someone was like, wait, in Gen Z, she's late. Because now in Gen Z, you figure out your makeup and your empire by 13. So she might be like, fuck, I'm running behind. I better get my shit together.
They're also not fucking. Gen Z is like the least sexual.
Interesting.
Like, for
they're too busy posing. Yeah.
But it's someone, I've heard that point that like call it the dopamine or whatever you get from social media is taking the place of like having real life crushes and attraction. And it's why they're also not drinking as much.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. I guess because maybe you connect with social media a lot more. You're not meeting people outside that much.
That's wild. Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
What is Crystal's wow show going to be? speaking of poses, will it be like, and this is another pose?
I only know about the Vivian and Bagas show, which is
like Trump and Theresa
the Iron
May?
Lady.
Iron Lady?
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher. Kind of parody news show.
Yes.
I don't even know what Lawrence is.
Lawrence Chaney's.
Is Lawrence's just like, I'm going to talk at you? I don't know what it is. I really don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, she's also had the shortest reign of any Drag Race queen ever.
True, true. Maybe do we know if her show is out? Is her show out?
I don't know. Eek. I'll look.
He got as far as Hollywood, Florida and was like.
Yeah. I'm looking it up. But,
I mean, Crystal is engaging. Is her show like the reason I'm gonna like flock to WoW Presents Plus and watch?
No,
not at all. But she's something fashion-y, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be something fashion-y, which, you know, is different. I'm telling you, I like her. I'm actually not like, I am not mad. In fact, the more Drag Races I watch, the more numb I become to whoever wins, good or bad. I'm just like, that's the winner.
It doesn't hurt me.
Yeah.
I'll be real. I'm like, every time a winner's crowned, I was like, okay, I'm never going to see her again.
Yeah.
But the other two in the top three, I'm like, they could come back for All-Stars. Oh, I'm excited to see this person. And then I start being like, I kind of hope they don't win so I get to see them again in All-Stars.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing that happens on the show. But
yeah,
with the winning and with it being like kind of like random, is it like, what was I going to say? Is it... Okay, with winning not necessarily mattering, is that a good thing or a bad thing for Drag Race? Like,
What do you do in your reign? Like, well, literally, what do you just?
I guess you can do shows.
Do you open up supermarkets? Like, is it like being?
Do you cut ribbons?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't actually, that's, you get money, you get makeup.
You get the money. Wait, well, she doesn't really
UK,
get the money.
Three, you don't get any money.
You don't get any
money.
You
have money.
Your own
show.
You get flown out to Hollywood where you are staying at the Best Western on Highland.
If that. If that, yeah.
101's closed. What coffee shop 101's closed.
Look, you can walk to the Hollywood Bowl, so it's not the
nice.
Worst location.
Not horrible. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I think
that's all.
She'll make money touring.
You'll make money touring, and you'll tour because people will want you. I think,
yeah.
You know, other clubs will like hire you. Your rates go skyrocket.
That's true.
So it is like a longevity thing. It's an investment. A win is an investment.
Yeah. In that
shows.
In that girl. So and
in
then
that girl.
My Absolutely. Next question is, and we should talk just a little bit more about the episode, even though a lot of it is fluff and being like, we are in the top three and that is the top three. So we are the top three. A lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is four wins officially bad luck? Because we have now had quite a few queens with four wins not win.
Oh, wait, like who?
Let's see. We had,
Elle of a Day. Obviously.
We had Elle of a Day. We had Gigi Good.
Oh.
We had.
Oh, wow, you're right.
Someone else from, I think 13 had a. Did 13 have a queen with four wins?
Gottmik?
In it? Maybe Gottmik had four wins. Someone, I'm missing out on somebody as well, who had four wins and did not win a crown.
It's a curse.
It's a curse.
And the more I think about it.
Oh, Bimini. Bimini had four wins.
Wow.
Bimini, but Bimini's in vogue. It is a question of like, does it matter? Because Bimini's walking fashion is in the fashion show.
It's doing exactly what she wants to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So in this episode, let's see what we really need to talk about. We have the tickety talks. We know Kitty does not cry. Ella's is completely fine and neutral.
Talk about the question that RuPaul asked Ella that I was gagged that
talk
RuPaul
to me.
Asked her.
What question?
That there, it's like, you know, there have been accusations of people on the past that people only do drag because they're failed actors. And I love that RuPaul brought this up because, of course, like, this is stuff people talk about on the sly, but like, I never thought it was going to be like canon.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, whoa, you're actually asking Ella about this. This is crazy. And luckily Ella's like, I'm not a failed actor. I'm a successful West End actor. But like, yeah, have there been people on Drag Race who remind me of like people I went to school with and now work in real estate? Of course. I just never thought RuPaul would bring that up.
Yeah. And you know, I have to say,
of course she would. She wants to see. It was a jab at Elle of a Day to be like, come. Say something, bitch. Say something. Ella came back at her. I was very impressed. Ella did not blink. She didn't stutter. She was just like, mm-mm, no.
Yeah.
That might be true for other queens, but not me, bitch. Look at the CV, if you will.
Yeah. See, I don't know many of these people who are actors turned drag people. I know more people who are like, I'm a freak. I'm a drag queen, period. Oh, why is Oscar raising her hand? Why is Oscar raising her hand?
I'm making an announcement today.
Oh, God.
I am.
Act a fool.
After many failed auditions, I think.
After not getting.
I'm talking about musical theater people. I went to.
See, and I feel like that's why you have a lot of exposure to that. Oscar is a star. Oscar's a star.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. Thank you. That's very sweet.
She really needed that from you, Rachel.
I actually didn't know how like intense of a dancer you used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Can you still like bust it out?
I have an injury, but I can still, you know, I can still twirl.
And how does the injury make you feel if you had to?
No, you're not going to do it. You're not going to make me cry, girl.
You want to win,
don't
you? Do you want to win? Is your dad upset about your injury?
That's a really good RuPaul impression. You should do RuPaul for Snatch Game.
Another funny thing that happens is when they find out that, when Crystal is Cypriot, she is Greek of Cypriot
That's
origin.
Right. Our diverse queen.
They did love that. They really, really loved it. And then
this
suddenly
was strange.
Crystal started talking about her Greek nan.
Yes.
Started crying about her Greek nan, was like, Crystal, you need to spend as much time with your nan as possible. It's like, we haven't heard about this nan all season. Never heard about her. It sounds like you maybe saw your Greek nan once a year. And now everyone's really excited that you got a Greek nan. So you're like,
listen, props to Crystal, though, recognizing this was a huge window of opportunity. And she broke through that window and leapt in. She's smart.
I also don't
want to
gatekeep, but I'm going to gatekeep because if you have a Greek nan, she's a yaya. Like, that's the word for it. Like, yaya is grandma in Greek. I guess when I'm seeing the real, okay.
My favorite part is when Crystal was like, yeah, I'm Greek. And then RuPaul's like, I see it. And underneath all that, girl, you could see that she's...
That was a strange statement, because what does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah, I felt it was like, this is a microaggression, girl. Calm down.
I mean, you know, she has a very signature nose as someone who's also Greek, and I have a signature nose, and I love it. Is that what she was saying? She was like, yeah? To me, she really does look like one of the sailor boys smoking on the back of a little dinghy. Like, she really does give me that. You're like, aren't you supposed to be fishing? And he's like, later. Like, she really gives me that, and I don't know why.
Dead.
Anyway, I don't know. That was a weird moment, but I don't...
It was very weird, but they ran with it.
Oh, they were just like, oppa, oppa. And Crystal was like, sure, oppa. Yep, that's me.
I saw Mamma Mia. Haha. Oh, sure.
It was like they put a quarter in her and she suddenly had to dance. It was weird. It was weird.
It was just so odd. It's just like, I don't know.
I just started
talking. This is the first time any of us have found out about your upbringing and your past and your nana or yaya, I should say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where? It was just so weird.
Silence, Oscar. Hell? Stop talking about Crystal. Learn something from
she's
this.
Jealous.
Learn something from this.
You're jealous.
When I yell at a girl like this, it's because I love her. I feel like taking a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bring back Maverick.
We're back. We don't have to talk about the choreo challenge classic. We get it. Let's talk about the Hey Sis,
I will say the one
Christmas.
Thing that he said was this is going to be the toughest choreography that anyone has ever done, which I think every choreographer has said in the history of Drag Race.
Yes.
But this to me, the choreography was a touch step, girl. I was like, this feels kind of basic to me. I don't know. It feels like the most, like the queens brought more choreography than the choreographer brought. Just saying.
Yeah. Based on what we saw, I agree. They love saying how hard it's going to be. So how do we feel about Hey Sis, It's Christmas, right? We have Ella going first. I did like her verse. I thought
you did?
I like the lyrics. I thought the lyrics were good.
I like when she sang.
Yeah?
And she did this.
That, yeah, she did the lean back. Not as severely as she did in rehearsal, but, you know, God bless.
She phoned it in during when it mattered the most. And that's okay. And that's okay. Fuck.
Kitty's was the funniest, obviously.
Absolutely. But the most vulgar, apparently.
Yeah, we don't joke about Santa.
How dare you ask Santa to eat ass?
How dare you ask the 400-year-old man who demands you sit on his lap a dirty question? How dare you?
He's gonna eat cookies, not your cookies, Kitty. Okay.
And crystals, how do we feel about crystals? I mean, she looked snatched.
She looks snatched. You know, I'm going to say I liked Crystal Versace's verse only because I wasn't expecting much from Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought she turned it out.
She set the expectations real low. But again, I love this whole song. I was really filled with the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that the other queens showed up, though. I do like that the other queens showed up in their own Christmas outfits, and it was really cute.
I love when they do that. I love that they include them.
Why is that so Christmassy to go to like that minor key? Is so I did choir for like many years, and like you think of like Carol of the Bells, like a lot of these classic Christmas songs are in such minor, eerie.
And I'm sorry, could you what is Carol of the Bells for someone who knows nothing about Christmas?
All the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away.
It's from the Hershey's Kiss commercial.
Bing bong.
The Hershey's Kiss commercial.
Mm-hmm. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, the sound, praising the sound. Oh, and it's like the stupidest lyrics, but it's like minor key.
Yeah, it's
like,
great.
It's like, Christmas is fun, eat lots of candy.
It is. Yeah, why is that so, like, it's somehow very haunting yet beautiful. I love that sound.
I think it's because it's like the fear of, you're singing it in a church, so it's like putting the fear of the divine into you. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, no, Christmas is not just about fun. Like Jesus is like, this is serious business.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus is really serious. He needs to calm down. Cause it's his birthday, right? It's like, so you like, it's like,
isn't his birthday Easter though?
No, that's when he is risen.
That's his funeral.
Well, I guess he's got two birthdays. Well, he rose.
Yeah, but that's his like funeral though too. He's like,
so he celebrates.
Look, okay. It's like he gets two sweet 16s a year. He's very dramatic. He really needs a lot of attention.
He is that girl.
Uh-huh. He is. He doesn't care.
He is that girl.
Oh my God. Did you read? Sorry. This is so interesting, but just for you guys and people who listen to this podcast, there's an interview in the New York Times Magazine a couple of issues ago with this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, who wrote Sapiens, which is like, you know, this huge book about the dawn of mankind. And he's gay. But he was talking about, they asked him about like, you know, okay, well, we're talking a lot about like trans people and like gender identity and people being gender fluid. And he's like, well, if you look at like religion, the original debate over a non-binary person is the debate over Jesus Christ's divinity. Because is Jesus man or is he spirit? And that's the original, like,
whoa.
Isn't that so fucking interesting?
That's fascinating. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, everyone check out that interview. It's really cool.
That's fucking cool and interesting.
I'm sure some religious people are going to be very upset.
I was going to say, okay, that can't be good news for every person. I'm sure some people are mad. Especially because he's a game. Ooh, Lord.
The only time I want to be Christian is when someone creates interesting art or discourse around it. Like when Kanye, Maniac, wrote the song Jesus Walks. I was like, this song is so beautiful. I just might could be Christian. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, you did not say you're a Kanye stan.
That song is fucking great. I hate his I hate his guts. Just to be clear, I hate his fucking guts. Okay, let's chirp and burp these looks, huh?
Gladly.
Because we got to do the top three and then the rest of the gals, because that is a whole funny conversation. Elle of a Day comes out in this sort of purple, the reference quality street, those candy tins do. What do you think? I guess it's fine. It's, you know, the hair's pretty and the jewelry's pretty. I did find the shoes popping out underneath to be jarring. Wow, the silence.
What is this? Like, what are you trying to say?
I think...
What is the message here, is my question.
Ella has been one of the most divisive queens in Drag Race history because the stans who love her think we're crazy, is what I'll say. The stans who love her, and they're listening, think we're crazy for not totally embracing her.
Okay. Oh, God. I mean, I don't know. I just... This ain't. First of all, let me be very clear. This is an ugly dress. Oh. I don't like it. It doesn't. It's too short. Number one, silver and the gold. I totally agree. The wig is the cutest thing in this whole entire look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the worst look of all of the queens.
Really?
I'm going to say it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be honest and say I think Kitty's was worse. And I love Kitty. But I thought her dress was pretty off the rack.
Dress fit, Kitty.
Yeah. I'm going to give this a light chirp. It's not my favorite, but I'm going to give it a chirp.
Wait, Rachel, what did you think?
Yeah, I want to hear what chirp thing. I want to hear what Rachel thinks. Oh, she's muted. Wait, you're muted.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I think I muted myself to take a bite of my pastry.
Yum.
I've been eating a pastry this whole time.
Because in my head, I was like,
I'm a good little girl.
Rachel's being too polite. I'm like, Rachel.
I was like, wait, why isn't Rachel saying nothing?
Oh, I was saying it. It's so funny. I'm unfortunately I think I'm a light burp for this look. It's just, it should be longer. You got to pick the gold necklace does not work with this. And then gold and silver, if you're going to do gold and silver, like it has to be really specific and like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a burp. It's a heavy burp. It's a belch for me.
Wow. Okay. I have to respect that.
It's just like, what is this queen saying to me? Like, how is she different from any other drag queen I would see anywhere in the world? And right now, no, this ain't her look. Her watermelon look is the best look she's ever worn all season. And everything else was just a burp or a light.
Wow. Chart. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to chirp this, but it's not my favorite, but I think there's some really nice touches to it. I like the dress. There's problems with the dress.
I'll say this. It's the youngest she's ever looked in drag.
Yeah. 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 She's getting better all the time with the paints. Kitty Scott Claws. Look, mug beat. Hair,
you don't like
gorgeous.
This look. Don't lie to us.
No, the mug just and the hair is gorgeous. The dress is very everyday drag.
I think it's got some personality. It's got like a Cinderella-ish vibe. The wig is correct. The beat is correct. The silhouette is correct. I understand the little like scalloped details. I wish were not as long. You know, I think I wish they started like smaller. That's the word. And then sort of just like grew in size.
Right. You're saying more detail.
I don't think it's hideous.
I love the shape. The shape on her is beautiful. And I love sleeves. I love the like kind of barely there off the shoulder dangle sleeve. I just think that's so flattering on anyone and especially on her. Yeah, it's not like the best dress, but I love the Oh, her face is just so gorgeous. But I do like this look better than Ella's.
Yeah.
This is a light chirp, only because, well, Kitty has never been a look queen.
No.
But the mug, unclockable. I dare you to clock that mug.
It's unclockable. It's unclockable. No.
And but the dress is a little like, okay, it's cute.
It's a light chirp, but I just to be totally fair, it's not the best to me.
Is it better than Ella's?
This bitch is gonna be so
her face looks
right.
Her face looks better.
Girl, move on.
I think it's definitely better than Ella's, but I think that both Kitty's and Ella's. I think both Kitty's and Ella's. What I'm missing a little bit is point of view.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
That's it. That's it. Good job.
Done. It's like yeah, you're Eleganza, sure, but like who are you? And also, I mean, there's such a high.
Uh-huh. Oh, we lost her. We lost her, but she'll come back. We lost her. Zoom-ish.
We'll never know what she wanted to say.
Good, now she's gone. We can fight. Fuck you, Oscar.
Fuck you, bitch.
You fucking stupid bitch.
Thank God Rachel's like, God damn, I'm gonna punch you,
bitch. I can't wait.
I'm coming for you.
I can't fucking wait. I can't fucking wait to fucking curb stomp your mouth.
Pull your hair.
Oh, she's coming back. Hi.
Sorry. My Zoom kicked me off because it was like, you've been on your phone too much today and I should have disabled that. Oh, what I was going to say was, they're definitely doing like, what I was saying is the standard has been set so high, I think, by when there are really, really good fashion seasons, but especially on like US Drag Race, where you get Eleganza, but also like art and like a point of view. Yeah, and so I think we've just been really spoiled. Now, Crystal Versace did have a fucking point of view, though.
She really did.
This look.
Let's talk about this look. I mean,
I gasped when she walked in. I really was like, oh, this is gaggy.
It's a new silhouette. Very gaggy. The chains are rich.
The hair is right. It's a different look for Crystal, I think. Yeah. It's a very mature look for Crystal.
Yeah.
Very Versace.
It's rich. It's very House of Gucci. The son, the father, and the House of Gucci. It's all of that. It's obviously a chirp. And you're right. Point of view is the big difference here. We're like, yeah, absolutely, this is a Crystal look.
Well, especially like, you know, the whole idea of Drag Race is branding. It's like longevity of what are you saying as a drag queen? What's your point of view? Mm-hmm. And if you're not offering that in your finale look, then I'm sorry, babes. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that should be the most like. Elle of a Day's look should have been the most Elle of a Day look, and it wasn't. Kitty's, same. It wasn't. Crystal's, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved it. It was good. It was really good. I didn't necessarily think, like, oh, she won, but I was like, damn, she's good at her look. But, you know.
But you have to agree that this was the best look out of the three.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Should we go ahead and chirp and burp the rest of these silly looks?
Yes.
Ooh, because first we have Anubis in this Egyptian Ankh inspired Ankh. Michelle loves her Ankh references. there's some references to Anubis right in this like interesting shoulder piece. But what a goofy dress. What do we think?
I'm a light burp on this because the hoop appears to end way before her feet do, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's very Cinderella, like in that it looks like mice made it. There's something very...
What? That is so rude. What the hell?
There's something so jagged about the finish on this. Look at that
bow.
What are you
talking about?
Look at that bow.
It's stunning.
Look at that fucking steamrolled bow at her waist. What the fuck is
you
that?
You are girl, wow. I feel crazy because I love this look.
Waist
I'm
going
to chirp this look. Girl,
waist
it's
up,
good.
Waist up, I love it.
Sure, yes. It does give me a little bit of her Brighton sort of look in the first episode, the one that she got eliminated for.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she didn't learn her lesson to tailor the dress and make a bigger hoop, maybe a longer hoop.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I do like this Marie Antoinette meets ancient Egypt aesthetic. I'm going to chirp this.
I'm going to chirp it because waist up, it is fascinating.
Stop copying me.
Shut up. Never.
Stop trying to be.
I wouldn't be caught dead. I wouldn't. I honestly, the second I cop, fucking, I'll suck a gun like
Rachel,
a dick.
Rachel, do you see how mean
my
Bono is
out
to me? Do you see this?
You're both absolutely heinous to each other.
I'm giving it a light chirp. How about you, Rach?
I'm with whoever had this idea first, but I'm a light chirp for the top, and I'm a burp for the bottom.
Yeah, that's fair. That's the most fair.
Although it looks like Mice Made It is really dead on, I think.
Oh my God.
The bottom.
The bottom.
It does look like a bunch of mice like found some fabric.
Yes.
And it's the original Cinderella dress.
Not exactly. Gus. Not Gus Gus and Gus, Doc making that dress.
Gus, put down the corn, you fucking fat bastard. And yeah, I called you fat. Oh, and now I have to have a talk about it with Gus Gus in the workroom because I didn't
read
the
again,
optics.
The hashtag is hashtag cancel mono. Again, I need let us do that. Let's do it this time. Let's actually do it this time.
They actually have Electra Fence in a very gorgeous.
I love this.
Purple yellow leotard moment. What do we think?
It's cute as fuck. I'm obsessed. I'm sort of obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with her body. Like, it fits. She is padded the house down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, her outfits on the show were sort of really weird and, like, fit her body in a weird way.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, triggered over her, like, little child dress that I'm like, ah,
fuck.
I just can't.
Uh-huh.
But this is the way that she should look from now on.
Yeah,
this is great.
I agree. This is a chirp and looks very, because isn't she a gymnast?
Yes.
So it's very like gymnast going to the Oscars.
Very her brand.
Yeah. It's still her brand too. It's very neon, very day glow, very.
Her thighs are fucking like thick and beautiful, like mm-hmm. strong. She's strong.
Yeah.
Beautiful thighs. Like I fucking love that.
Yep.
It's hot. Yeah. I love. Yeah, it's a chirp. It's a chirp. Good job, Electra. Her lip
hot.
Syncs were incredible. So thank you for that.
Strong queen. Good queen.
Victoria Scone, in this sort of ball gown, cinched.
If that cinch wasn't as tight, it wouldn't have been as good. But that hourglass is so like. Mm-hmm. Late 1800s pinup. It's shocking. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah.
That dress head to toe is perfect. I will say the beat needs to be blended a little bit more.
Interesting.
I think her beat is a little, overall, her beats are usually very severe, like especially in the jaw. I think it just needs to be blended a little bit more.
I see that.
However, the look is correct. I mean, all of this, drink it up. It's a chirp.
Maybe it does look better, like almost head on than from the side, if that makes any sense. Like it looks really, but yeah. And it looks like she's using the hair from her damn head, which is also cute.
Oh,
right.
Really?
I don't know. I could be wrong. Well, I don't know. On Wig Watch. I don't know. We'll see. Well, it's a chirp. It's really gorgeous.
I mean, if Scarlet Envy did it, so she Victoria could do it too.
Right? And now we have Veronica Green.
I love this. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Rachel, I'm on the same page. I think this is truly the best Miss Veronica has ever fucking looked in her entire life.
100%.
It is the best she's looked.
But it's funny, because we get a sense of Miss Green's dork-sidedness in this look. My girl is a bit of a...
She's a hoe.
She a hoe.
I mean, we saw her shorts in the fucking Peloton challenge.
I mean,
she's
girl,
a
the nipples are pierced.
Yes.
She wears harnesses, girl. She
love me harnesses. Yeah, she's a little slut.
Girl, are you going to burp this thing, girl?
Honestly, I did not have a positive or negative. I had the same face that Alan, the Spexy Alan Carr made, where I was just like, huh. Like,
that's
I was just kind of.
That's
no.
bullying.
Why? Why do you think now? Is it just because it is relying on. Because she has a great body. I mean,
she's
that
a gorgeous
is
a little body.
It's just basically almost like walking on a stage naked and being like, look at my hot body. Is that, yeah. is that what you, do you resent it for that?
I could, it could be me projecting. I don't know. I guess I just didn't know what she was saying. Like, is she just saying you're all born naked and the rest is drag?
This is not Veronica Green drag to me. This is like very elevated, very fashion. The way that it, the way that the fabric just like rests on her body is what makes this a chirp. It's not just the body. It's mm-hmm. the way the fabric just sort of sits. Like, look at that, like, dark, like, that, like, copper-ish fabric on her body. It's, like, so perfectly placed. It's very smart. It is made for her body. It, I think it's perfect.
I honestly agree, and I'm really excited to see what else she does leaning into, like, this, frankly, like, kinkier, like, more, like, dangerous side of her.
Thank you, mm-hmm. Rachel. I wish someone would tell her. Listen, Veronica Green, if you listening, get kinkier.
Yeah.
Get nasty, kinkier. Girl. No
and
more
stay
Broadway
away
shit.
From the gamer looks. Jesus Christ, that gamer look. That almost.
Oh, no, don't you dare.
That almost
no.
made me pass right away, mm-hmm. that gamer look. Yeah, this is a chirp. I just have to admit, I was scratching my head. Like a baboon looking at porn. Like I was just kind of like, oh. Like I didn't have an immediately positive reaction to it, but that doesn't mean it's bad.
You're just jealous.
I gotta say, whenever I see someone super skinny, I have a love hate because I'm just jealous. There's definitely a jealousy there.
Okay, let's talk about Charity Case. And this fucking torn eye succubus cave woman pterodactyl. This is
it's what Tia Coffey should have been in that prehistoric world.
Oh my god, totally.
Totally.
Tia listens to this podcast, I think.
Really? I'll be damned.
I think so.
What a gag.
This is what you should have worn, girl.
I mean, that is also so funny to be like, you know what you could have done? Been a carved face, terror, like bloody titted.
Yeah, pterodactyl. Okay,
pterodactyl. That's it.
That's pterodactyl. Did she say that or did you just make that up?
I think she made that up. Wow.
Yeah, you. I was thinking about it.
Have you taken like Alex Fernie's 101? Have you thought that?
I think Io West would be the place for you. I see that for you. Okay, this is
it's in New York called The Pit.
Oh yeah,
I think you really love it there.
Actually, that's where I got my start.
That is. So
Shout out to the pit.
For the record, I love the pit.
We love the pit.
And I'm sure Alex Fernie is a great 101 teacher. He's a friend of mine.
He's a lovely man. And he's, we know, the poster child for toxic masculinity.
Absolutely.
He's like the gentlest.
This is an absolute chirp, and I love Charity's point of view, which she never got applauded for. She never got applauded for her amazing, unique point of view, and it's very
that
frustrating.
Witch look in the roast, stunning.
Amazing.
That, even the Christmas look, if you squint, you could see Charity Case looking like a weird-ass Santa demon in the back.
Right? Love it.
And this look is no different. I fucking am obsessed with this look. This is my kind of drag. I love it.
Yep.
Caw-caw.
Caw-caw. Love,
Rachel,
love,
what you think?
Yeah, it's awesome. If I hadn't seen anything Uh-oh. Else like this on her, Uh-oh. I just, the horror movie of it all sometimes Uh-oh. Gets like, it's Tire just, song. I just feel like sometimes it gets repetitive. Not the witch look, but like the like fucked up face, yeah. fucked up mouth. Like, I don't know. I feel like they start to blend into each other because they're uh-huh. the same point of view, which is life is a nightmare. And we're cursed to be on this earth, which is correct.
Which is fair. But
when you think about like other people who've been on, like when I think about like Crystal Method, there was always just more of like a different artistic point of view on every outfit rather than the whole thesis being
interesting.
Like,
yeah.
But look, and with the caveat that I can't make shit and I can never make this.
I fucking
suck and I'm trash.
I think that's fair though, especially when they were like, the theme is very pretty, and she's like, you know, it was like,
I think that she's very pretty. I think that Charity Case is a very pretty queen, and she does bring glamour even with her like torn ass looks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
you know what it is
though? Is it different? No, I don't think it's different.
It's like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, so here's another thought where it's like the theme is like, you know, very pretty or eleganza or whatever. There's nothing about that that's like fucked up eleganza. If you want to do like, if your kind of artistic point of view is like, I'm going to take whatever theme it is and do the horror movie side of it, which she's kind of done with different looks. This was just like, I'm going to do a pterodactyl look. This True. Wasn't like fucked up eleganza. So like, I was like, yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, you're scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I am dying to see the hidden footage.
Yes. I mean, I'm a
be honest.
I'm a light burp on it only because you could have been a like glamour pterodactyl.
Sure.
I don't know, you know.
Yeah, she could have stoned those wings for sure.
Yeah, like a glamour dactyl.
Ooh, instead of a pterodactyl.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, speaking of dinosaurs, we love chorizo may.
I wanted chorizo may to go all the way.
Me too. I know. The true shame.
That's gutted. Who I actually was rooting for this entire time. I fucking love her. And that look that she had of the previous look where her tits were hanging out of the dress, there were those two little titty doors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little bloody titties.
I love that.
Yeah. I really thought she had a place in the top three because I was like, she's so funny. She's so unique. So funny. Please.
That peach really did her in though.
And it was, but it was a stunning look. And it was a stunning look.
It's a stunning look, but she just lipstick with a damn peach on your head. Chorizo! Why'd you need a dusty, crusty ass wig to lip sync? Oh, God.
So this red rose look, though, this is gorgeous and it's a chirp.
Yeah, this is straight up Spanish drag, which I live for. It is like so stunning, so beautiful, very expensive. This is a chirp.
Oof, those ruffles.
She look expensive, honey.
Concur, chirp.
Riva Midway, giving sort of a...
I love her so... I think River might be my favorite contestant on this season.
Really? Yeah, I really like her.
She's like, I think she's so perfect. I love her so much. I would love to see her on All Stars. Please bring her back to All Stars. I think she has so much to offer. She has a really great point of view. But this ain't it.
Wow! What a wind up.
I agree. This is beautiful, but like, I don't know what's happening.
I'm confused.
Why this dress now?
Because she said on an early episode, this was supposed to be my finale dress. She literally said that on another episode. She was like, this was going to be my finale dress. But then when the judges were like, we hate what you're wearing, she was like, uh-oh. Yeah, I forget which episode in particular, but it was like, she was like, this is my finale dress, and this is the most glamorous thing I brought. So maybe that's why.
She looks beautiful.
She does.
The wig, I love. Her face is right.
I'm still going to chirp it, personally.
Really? What?
I just think she looks good. Like, I think the shape is interesting. I don't think it's the best thing I've seen, but she looks good.
I kind of hate this bottom ruffle thing that's actually doing not a single damn thing for her. I wish it was like a mini skirt, actually. I would have preferred if it was just cut. Like, there was no
need
for that
ruffle.
You don't
like the baseball diamond-shaped ruffle? You don't love that?
I mean, there you go. You said it. Like, this ain't a league of their own. This is like... She's giving me like weird like French maid sort of.
You're saying this is
aesthetic.
Angels in the outfield because she's dead.
I'm just like the... Again, point of view, like what does this say about you?
Yeah, I think River,
she looks beautiful.
She looks beautiful. And I think you're right, Rachel. I think River's missing piece of her jigsaw puzzle is really solidifying her brand. I don't think she has one yet. Even if it is like vintage, I mean, she sort of hints at this like vintage aesthetic, but I don't think she knows that yet. So as soon as she realizes that, she'll level up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, work. Okay. Okay. Miss Scarlet Harlot. Yeah, giving once, and this is Cinderella. This is very Cinderella at the ball.
I mean, if the mice made the Anubis' dress, this was their second attempt.
I mean, and what an improvement, I'll say.
Flew in the mice from Italy for this.
Yeah, absolutely. The birds Vincenzo. Showed up. The birds showed up and helped.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry, I was late getting my worms.
Sophia, Teresa, come. Yeah, because this is really cute. This is gorgeous and lovely and pretty and very Disney princess. It's a chirp.
And I think true to Scarlet Harlot's brand too. Like, it feels correct for Scarlet to wear this. And I do like this color. Like, it's a color that not a lot of queens tend to wear on
this
the runway.
Frosty blue.
Yeah, this like Cinderella blue. And it's nice. It's like, it's sort of Disney bounding in a way that isn't a direct reference to Cinderella, but we all know it's a Cinderella dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a chirp for me.
Yeah, it's a chirp.
Okay. It's a chirp, and it reminded me that I actually kind of was rooting for Scarlet Harlot because she was like, maybe I'm just looping in like young, skinny white queens together, but like she was between her and Crystal. I was rooting more for Scarlet because she was rougher around the edges. Mm-hmm. She had, I thought, some of the young fashion-y thing, but like she was from fucking London, man. But
yeah.
That might be an unfair comparison.
No, I don't think so.
I agree with that, actually.
She was some of the funnest drama on the season.
Absolutely. She brought the drama. And who can forget Macaulay Culkin in Snatch Game?
Oh my God, that was strange. Yeah, I think I could forget that.
Oh my God, the amount that Rue fucked with everyone in that Snatch Game.
Girl, hilarious.
We talked about it.
I know you talked about it, and I just being like, you look like Macaulay Culkin, do this.
Sinister.
He was just having fun.
Sinister. That's why I'm gonna say
I'm gonna psychologically torture people.
That's what I'm going to say. Like, obviously, a lot of seasons have villains, but no contestant was as big a villain as production during this season. Like,
I'm going to say the villain of season UK 3 is RuPaul. RuPaul was the villain of season 3 of UK Drag
Race. I mean, with
the
wonton double saves and double eliminations, it was madness.
Chaotic.
Yes.
You know what it was? Malignant.
It was Malignant. And I mean, and also like the week we had just a few weeks, just 2 weeks ago, where it was like, we're just going to do a top two instead. Because I don't know. Oh,
it's
I
my
feel
show.
Like it. Yeah.
It's my fucking show. I'll crown Crystal Versace. Sure. It's my show.
So Vanity Milord.
This is so beautiful. Where was this the whole season? This is so beautiful.
I love Vanity. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
Oh, this is so gorgeous.
It's great.
The red is correct. Also, her husband is fucking hot as hell.
Oh, yeah. Her husband.
I'm in love with her husband.
Her Estonian.
I'm in love with Vanity. Vanity, truly the trade of UK 3.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And the body's correct. The face is this is a chirp.
Yeah. Yeah. She's stunning. It's a chirp. It should have been a top four. I don't care.
I know. You know Vanity would have turned a verse
there
out
we go.
And turned that lip sync out.
There we go.
Oh
Ella walking out actually right next to Vanity compared to Vanity. Looks like she's at like a little girl's pageant.
I was going to say, she looks like a kindergartner about to get her diploma.
Absolutely. Well, which would be very impressive, like a kindergartner getting a diploma.
she graduated kindergarten. Not a baby genius. No. That's not what
I
meant to say.
But not a boss baby. Yeah. I like this. Because then Kitty looks like a boss baby. Right? Like, there's a difference.
Not a boss baby, no.
She does. She looks like the boss baby.
Of what company, bitch? Of Soak what up?
Shut the fuck up. So we have this fucking lip sync now. Not the best lip sync in the history of the show, but...
I thought Kitty brought it. I thought Kitty did enough...
She was
great. ...to make this not a shit show of a lip sync.
Yeah.
And I thought Crystal did okay, and Elle did just bad.
I don't know what happened. She was suddenly acting it for film acting. It was right. So it was internal small. Where it was like, have you forgotten?
Well,
right. we've never seen Ella Vidae lip sync in the bottom. Well, she's never lip synced in the bottom ever.
Oh shit!
Just and in the so top.
We didn't know what to expect. She could have been amazing, but unfortunately, which she also this didn't was win.
She had a top two lip sync, which she didn't win, even though RuPaul said she did. It was Kitty's win once again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, did any one of us after this lip sync expect RuPaul to say Crystal Versace?
Not here. At this point, I was like, okay, Kitty's got this. Because, you know, I've been saying Crystal's going to win all season. And then all of a sudden, I was like, wait, maybe Kitty might win this. And then in the beginning of this episode, I was like, oh, Crystal won this. And then in the lip sync, I was like, Kitty's got this. And then I was gooped and gagged when they gave it to Crystal.
It's interesting. It's really interesting. It's also interesting that it feels like the editors aren't having a conversation with whoever decides the winner either, because I remember in UK 2 being like, oh, so based on this lip sync, Bimini won. But it was just like, no, Lawrence. He was like, I think the editor should have a conversation with whoever's picking the ending, because it feels like they're not talking.
That's interesting, because like you're kind of right with the lip sync, but like again, this whole episode, everyone was like, I'm surprised Kitty's here. Like there was nothing telling me. So leading up to this, that they were going to crown Kitty, despite the fact she absolutely won this episode and right. lip sync. So I think I was like, well, it's not going to be Ella based on this right. lip sync, and they're just not going to give it to Kitty. There's nothing in this episode that's
so nothing Kitty would have done in the lip sync would have made them sort of pay attention.
Based on the edit,
yeah.
No one seemed like overwhelmingly impressed with Kitty, which is a shame.
Yeah.
It is a shame because it literally, and I still stand by this. I think the reason why Kitty was not ever in the running is because she had no trauma.
Yeah.
And it's sort of sad because it's like, well, it's like, you know, not everyone had a terrible, rough childhood or some sort of trauma happened to them. There's tons of people that like have navigated life without any big challenges, and like that doesn't mean that their experience isn't valid, you know?
Well, if they aren't traumatized yet, they will be by the horrifying QBE badge that everyone goes home with. Okay, go. We're gonna start wrapping up anyway. So that
badge looked so scary. I was like, no way, not this is literally Christmas ornament RuPaul all over again.
Not Rue Predator. What? Who is not her? What is going on? I was like, who? Someone's fired. Like, I'm sorry, someone is fired.
Literally, they showed a clip of that fucking thing, and I was like, RuPaul did not see this thing.
Ooh.
It would not have gone past
really quick.
RuPaul.
Rachel's gone. Fuck you. Fuck you know your what, drag.
Bitch? I was trying to be
fuck
nice to you.
Fuck your point of view.
But you know, fuck you.
I don't know what
fuck
fucking
your drag
trash you
and
were
fuck
talking
your whole
about.
Damn life, bitch. No, you ain't shit.
You had
nothing,
a lot of nerve
bitch.
To make me look that way
bye,
in front
bitch.
Of Rachel.
Bye.
No. You have a lot of nerve because you would never say that. You would never say that in front of me if Rachel wasn't there because you are not that kind of girl.
No, you are not.
You are not that kind of girl.
Again, soak what up?
Yeah, sure.
What you trying to soak, huh? Nothing, huh?
No. I'll tell you what I was trying to soak. I'll tell you what I was trying to soak up. I'll tell you what I was trying to soak up. I was trying to soak up an ounce of talent from your performance, but there was none to be found.
No, honey, I think you're talking about your like a talent, not me, okay? Look, like most queens have one talent, bitch, you ain't got none. Okay?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the judges love me. I'm sorry that I'm beautiful, okay? But this is my moment, okay? This is my moment.
No, honey. No. You're not beautiful. You crazy / beautiful, minus the beautiful. You're crazy, honey. Okay?
Talk not the math equations. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Listen, while we're wrapping up, let's go ahead and tell everyone we're so glad you joined us for this season of UK3. We want you to support us at Podcast Killed the Video Star.
That's right. Yes, it's a podcast, a music video podcast, where you decide the top 100 definitive music videos of all time. So follow us on Instagram at Podcast Killed the Video Star.
Oh, it's so fun. You, the people, get to vote what music videos get to be. What? Oh my God, it's crazy. It's crazy.
We're halfway
it's
done
fun.
With the whole fucking thing.
Bring really back fun. My duty.
That was impressive if that was a duty. That was impressive.
I mean, wow, that was quick.
That was so quick.
When I want to shit fast, I shit fast. And then I have a wow. I have a bidet in every toilet in this house to like work. Just like clean it out.
I'm with you. Work. I have them on two. I need to poop with a bidet now. I hate not pooping with a bidet.
It's so. Just, it's a game changer. So we have on half the toilet on, cause we have four toilets on two of them. We have just a cold water bidet. Mm. We have the tushy on one and then like a thing we got on Amazon on the other. And then we have the Toto bidet attachment with the warm water.
Wow.
That's on two. Nice.
That's nice.
Okay, what? This podcast has been brought to you by bidets.
Yeah, I mean, tushy, hello. Okay, so we're wrapping up. We're so glad you guys came to do this finale chit-chat. All hail the youngest queen in Drag Race history, Crystal Versace. I'm excited to see what she's going to do. I think she's a stunning, stunning queen. I'm genuinely pumped to see what she's going to do.
I'm very curious as to what show she's going to do on Wild Presents Plus. Uh-huh. Let's see, girl.
Lawrence Chaney's show is still not out, by the way. I was researching. God, Lawrence Chaney is writing a memoir. Uh-huh. But I do not see Lawrence Chaney's WoW Presents Plus show out.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so we'll get that in about 2 years after UK 5
UK wraps. 7.
Yeah.
We're also still waiting on, it's basically confirmed that there's an international all-star season that's like filmed.
Yeah.
Right.
So they got to do that. There's a rumored winner's season.
Right.
Rumored. And there's rumors. We're getting some sort of cast reveal for 14 on December 2nd. And I'm serious.
Oh, it's all happening.
And birdies are telling me that season 14 will start on January 7th. But that's just birdies. I don't know if that is true.
That is just like, it's too much.
Mm. There's no real break. There's no real break.
Rachel. Let me ask you, do you think RuPaul's Drag Race has officially jumped the shark?
Ooh, bitch. She said 1, 2, 3, 4 happy days.
I'm just saying, girl, it's just a question.
I want it to keep going forever, but it is, I mean, it's like how much, speaking about soaking it up, how much water can this sponge soak up?
I mean, it's the dam has broken, bitch. We're getting 3 seasons at a time. I'm drowning, girl.
Well, look, it depends how much of a fan you are. If you don't have WoW Presents Plus and you only watch US, then no, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you, when did the last episode of All-Stars air? Like a couple months ago?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So like, it depends how deep you want to go in the franchise. Mm-hmm. If you're a fan of the franchise, then yes. But if you're a fan of just like OG US, then no. It's fucking hard. I mean, airing UK and Canada at the same time on the same night—that's too much.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. They can't do that.
Yeah,
I think Italy comes out on the same day too, which I mean, that's a whole nother can of worms.
Italia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's something to remember, and I keep forgetting. So thank you for reminding me, Rachel, that these are satellite seasons of Drag Race. This isn't US Drag Race. These are like, if I were to watch America's Next Top Model, which is one of my favorite reality TV shows of all time, there's also international seasons of Top Model. And I would be like, ooh, girl, enough cycles. You know what I mean? Because I've only watched the American cycles. I haven't watched the international ones.
Yeah. And I guess, and they are also on all different platforms. So it really is just like VH1, Paramount, or WoW. Decide how dedicated you are.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Drag Race though. It is it is, and I'm worried about my own viewing just because I don't want to devalue Drag Race proper by watching too much other Drag Race.
Right. You want to get excited.
I know. It's a lot of Drag Race.
It's wild. Well, you know, we love the listeners and we love that a lot of y'all are here for the ride of watching too much Drag Race like us. This has been the Gaggy season. Before we let y'all go, where can we support you too?
Oh, you can follow me at Ozzymo, Ozzymo, on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. You can follow me at Rachel Does Stuff on Instagram.
Yes. And you can follow me at my name, Mono Agapian, or Drag Her Podcast. If you're listening, give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. It really keeps those lights on. It's really a lovely thing.
Everyone says that, but does it?
I have nary a light on. So,
like, are the advertisers checking the Apple reviews?
There's a weird thing where the number of Apple reviews you have can positively affect how the visibility you have, and then can affect how many people listen. So yeah. It's all very goofy. But we...
Yeah, the more reviews you have, the easier people can find the podcast.
That part.
But it doesn't need to be 5 stars.
What the fuck? Rachel.
Yeah, hit us with your 1-star reviews. And go on Apple Podcasts and give us a 1-scathing review.
Yeah,
honey.
Please. They do wonders for my self-esteem. So go ahead and drop one. Drop one. Honestly, it's probably good for me.
Tell them Rachel sent ya.
We love y'all. Till next time. Bye, bitches.
That was a HeadGum Original.